The call by UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad Al Hussein, follows an increasing number of deeply disturbing reports about unlawful acts committed in the town of Cizre. It's there that a military curfew was in place from mid-December to early March, making access impossible for journalists and other observers. But now information is emerging about extrajudicial killings and a disproportionate use of lethal force by the Turkish military and security forces in the southeast of the country. Here's UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Rupert Colville.
We have received reports of unarmed civilians, including women and children, being deliberately shot by snipers or by gunfire from tanks and other military vehicles. There are also allegations of arbitrary arrests and of torture and other forms of ill treatment, as well as reports that in some situations ambulances and medical staff were prevented from reaching the wounded. Most disturbing of all are the reports quoting witnesses and relatives in Cizre, which suggest that more than 100 people were burned to death as they sheltered in three different basements that had been surrounded by the security forces.
In his call for a thorough independent investigation, High Commissioner Zayed said that the Turkish government had not yet responded positively to his requests to visit the region to collect evidence, and he noted with concern that many other towns and villages in the region were still next to impossible to access because of the heavy security presence there. Here's Rupert Colville again.
In 2016, to have such a lack of information about what is happening in such a large and geographically accessible area is both extraordinary and deeply worrying. This blackout simply fuels suspicions about what has been going on. The High Commissioner is therefore renewing his call for access for UN staff and other impartial observers and investigators, including civil society organisations and journalists.
High Commissioner Zayed also condemned violence attributed to non-state actors allegedly affiliated with the PKK in Cizre and other areas. But he said it was essential that the Turkish authorities respect human rights at all times while undertaking security or counter-terrorism operations. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.